God calls us to wholeheartedly live for Him, to love people in the way that is truly centered on others. Ladies, today on Gateway to Joy, Elizabeth Elliott shares another lesson in following the Master, the one who came not to be ministered unto, but to minister. Here's Elizabeth Elliott.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliott, talking again today about memory. Memories, treasures, and dangers. I remember my dear friend, Mom Cunningham, Mrs. Cunningham, that I met when I was a student in Prairie Bible Institute in Alberta, Canada. She was the wife of one of the staff members and a sweet, dear, humble, lovely, older woman, white hair, pink cheeks, and a wonderful Scottish accent. She and I became good friends. She was instrumental in bringing Jim Elliott and me together, I think, through her prayers. I used to pour out my heart to her about many things, and she would comfort and encourage and bless me. And many years later, when both of us had been widowed, we were talking about what it's like. And she said to me, "Oh, Betty dear." She always called me Betty dear. "Oh, Betty dear, you think of so many things that you wish you had done for him. And you think of all the things that you didn't do for him. And I said to the Lord, 'Lord, why didn't you show me?' And the Lord said to me, 'Because you weren't ready to be shown.'" All of us who have loved are tormented by memories of wrong that we committed, things done and left undone. I think about my first two husbands. How could I possibly have nagged Jim the way I did? I was young and foolish. I knew next to nothing about how a wife was really supposed to respond to her husband, except by the wonderful example that I had seen in my parents. Why didn't I learn more? Well, I think I was a nagger at times. I have been an arguer with all three of my husbands. I argued with my mother when I was a little kid. I'm still an arguer. God is dealing with me about that. I have questioned my husband's decisions. I have been careless and irritated. Irritated when they put things in the wrong places. But I have a great deal of gratitude as well. And gratitude is a powerful weapon against depression. And of course, there are many things that we do not learn because we're not ready to be shown. We don't want to know how bad we are or what God wants to do to change us. Now, we can't change the past, can we? But the past can be redeemed. It can't be changed, but it can be redeemed by repentance, by genuine contrition. And Psalm 51 is the definitive psalm that teaches us this truth. "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion. Blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are proved right when you speak and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Surely you desire truth in the inward parts. You teach me wisdom in the inmost place. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sin and blot out all my iniquity. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will turn back to you. Save me from blood guilt, O God, the God who saves me, and my tongue will sing of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. You do not delight in sacrifice, or I would bring it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. I'm sure that someone is listening to me today who has a broken spirit. Did you know that you could make that a sacrifice to God? Just put that feeling, that sorrow, that crushing thing that was done or happened, put it in your hands, as it were. Get down on your knees and just say, Lord, here, I can't handle this. I offer it to you as a sacrifice. Take it. And if all you have to offer to God is a broken heart, the Bible says, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. There's a beautiful hymn. There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. God is an all-loving and an all-powerful God. If he could change the terrible sin which brought death and suffering and sorrow into the world, into something glorious, he can change your sins. He can transform that which we ourselves can never correct, because he is a God of exchanges. He gives us beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. He takes my sins and gives me his righteousness. He takes my sorrows and gives me his joy. I beg you to give him your past, to turn over to him those sins that Satan throws up on the screen of your life over and over again. And you know, he is an ancient foe, and he's trying to work you woe, and he's got a lot of craft and a lot of power, but you can give it to God. What can wash away your sin and my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Offer it up, leave it in his hands, repent, turn around, move 180 degrees in the right direction, and all your guilt and your fear of exposure, and isn't that an almost paralyzing fear? What if they knew? Suppose my husband found out. Suppose my church people knew. Leave it with God. The self-hatred, the regrets. Let me read you Isaiah 53, verse 4. Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows. Yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him, that is, on Jesus Christ, the iniquity of us all. Our faults should not surprise us. If we are surprised at the terrible thing we did, it's a form of pride, as if, who, me, do a thing like that? I'm not that kind of a person. But we are. Let not our faults surprise us. Confess them quietly to God. Leave them at the cross. And go away singing. Humility teaches us that without Christ, we can do nothing. Often, our hatred of our sins is just an expression of our pride. embittered because we are not living up to our high self-image, such a nice self-image. 2 Corinthians 7:10 says, "Godly grief produces repentance that leads to salvation and brings no regrets, but worldly grief produces death." Some of us are tempted to chew over our past. "When I get down on my knees to pray, that's the time when my sin is ever before me, sins which I have long since confessed and forsaken. My enemy, the devil, will throw them up, put them right there on my screen in front of me when I want to pray." And so, once again, I say, "Lord, thank you for forgiveness. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Praise, my soul, the King of heaven. To his feet thy tribute bring, ransomed, healed, restored, forgiven. Who, like thee, his praise should sing?" So I want to say to you today, who have confessed your sins to God, repented of them, which means quit doing them, turned around and walked in the right direction, you are ransomed, healed, restored, forgiven. Not by your repentance, which is a conscious choice of your own, but by the blood of Jesus. It's all grace, amazing grace. Thank God for his ransoming, his healing, his restoration, and his forgiveness.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.